Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Metabolic Freedom, a 30-day guide to restore your metabolism. Heal Hormones and Burn Fat by Ben Azadi is a health and nutrition guide focused on metabolic dysfunction, weight loss resistance, and lifestyle change. Azadi, known for his Keto Camp platform and earlier work in ketogenic health education, presents the book as an alternative to conventional dieting, especially calorie counting, as chronic restriction, and exercise-only approaches. Its central purpose is to help readers understand why metabolism can become inefficient and how diet, fasting, hormones, sleep, movement, environmental exposure, and mindset interact in that process. The book is structured around a practical 30-day reset, but its broader concern is metabolic flexibility, the ability to shift efficiently between burning sugar and burning fat. Rather than treating fat loss as a simple willpower problem, it frames weight gain, fatigue, and hormonal imbalance as signs of deeper cellular and metabolic disruption that require coordinated lifestyle intervention. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, metabolic freedom is framed as cellular flexibility rather than simple weight loss. The book distinguishes its approach from many weight loss programs by defining the goal as metabolic freedom, not merely a lower number on the scale. In Azadi's framework, the body becomes metabolically constrained when it relies too heavily on sugar for fuel, struggles to access stored fat, and operates under chronic hormonal and inflammatory stress. This emphasis shifts attention from short-term dieting outcomes to the condition of the cells and the signals that govern energy use. The argument is that fat loss becomes more sustainable when the body can use multiple fuel sources efficiently, especially stored fat during lower carbohydrate intake or fasting periods. This concept also helps explain why the book gives attention to energy, cravings, appetite, sleep, and hormonal symptoms alongside weight. The reasoning is practical. If metabolism is treated only as calorie arithmetic, readers may ignore insulin resistance, poor recovery, stress physiology, or food quality. By organizing the program around metabolic flexibility, Azadi offers a broader diagnostic lens for people who have repeatedly lost and regained weight through restriction-based dieting. Secondly, keto fasting is used as the main dietary tool for retraining fuel use. A central mechanism in metabolic freedom is the pairing of ketogenic eating principles with intermittent fasting. Azadi presents keto not simply as a branded diet, but as a metabolic state in which the body produces and uses ketones when carbohydrate intake is limited or food intake is paused. The practical aim is to reduce dependence on frequent carbohydrate feeding and encourage the body to access stored fat. Fasting is treated as a complementary tool because it can extend periods of low insulin and support the transition away from constant grazing. The book appears to position low-carb, keto fasting, and related approaches as tools rather than identical prescriptions for every reader. That distinction matters because the 30-day plan is described as customizable. The dietary strategy also includes food quality, such as reducing processed carbohydrates and seed oils, rather than focusing only on macronutrient ratios. The strength of this topic is its coherence. Keto and fasting both address fuel selection. The limitation is that readers with medical conditions, pregnancy, eating disorder history, or medication use would need individualized clinical guidance before applying fasting or major carbohydrate restriction. Thirdly, hormonal health is treated as a driver of metabolism in men and women. Azadi's book gives notable attention to hormones, which differentiates it from diet books that treat metabolism as a uniform process across all bodies. The premise is that insulin, cortisol, sex hormones, thyroid function, and related signaling systems influence appetite, fat storage, energy, and recovery. The publisher description specifically notes that hormonal processes affect male and female bodies differently, which is important because fasting tolerance carbohydrate needs. Stress responses and weight loss patterns can vary by sex, age, and life stage. This does not mean the book replaces medical endocrinology, but it encourages readers to see stalled fat loss or fatigue as signals rather than moral failure. The practical reasoning is that a person who restricts calories aggressively while sleeping poorly or under chronic stress may worsen the hormonal environment needed for repair and fat metabolism. By incorporating hormonal healing into the reset, the book attempts to make metabolic restoration more comprehensive. Its strongest contribution here is conceptual. It asks readers to look beyond food quantity and consider the biological context in which food, fasting, and exercise are interpreted by the body. Fourthly, the 30-day reset combines diet, sleep, exercise, mindset, and biohacking. The practical structure of metabolic freedom is a 30-day reset that integrates several lifestyle levers rather than relying on one intervention. The plan brings together keto fasting, food swaps, improved sleep, smart exercise, mindset practices, and selected biohacks. This design reflects the book's claim that metabolism is regulated by multiple inputs, including circadian rhythm, stress load, movement patterns, and environmental signals. The value of a 30-day format is that it gives readers a defined implementation window, which can reduce the ambiguity that often undermines health advice. Instead of offering only principles, the book reportedly consolidates the tools into a roadmap that readers can customize. The inclusion of sleep and exercise is especially relevant because both shape insulin sensitivity and recovery. While overtraining or poor sleep can interfere with fat loss even when diet is disciplined, mindset also appears as an adherence tool, not merely a motivational theme. The challenge of such a broad plan is complexity. Readers may need to prioritize the most relevant changes rather than attempt every tactic at once. Its usefulness depends on translating many strategies into a manageable sequence. Lastly, root cause language expands the focus to insulin resistance, inflammation, and toxins. Metabolic Freedom uses a root cause framework common in functional wellness writing. Rather than presenting excess weight as the primary problem, it treats weight gain, fatigue, cravings, and hormonal imbalance as visible signs of deeper metabolic stress. Insulin resistance is a recurring concern because it affects how efficiently the body handles glucose and stores or releases fat. Inflammation and environmental toxin exposure also appear in the surrounding material for the book, widening the discussion beyond personal discipline and into the modern food and living environment. This framing can be useful because it encourages readers to examine processed foods, seed oils, disrupted sleep, sedentary habits, and chemical exposures as part of the same metabolic picture. The book also references testing markers such as fasting insulin and blood glucose as ways to personalize progress rather than relying only on body weight. The analytical strength of this approach is that it gives readers measurable and behavioral targets. The caution is that root cause discussions can become too expansive if not grounded in evidence and clinical context. Azadi's accessible style is likely to appeal most to readers who want a practical wellness map, not a technical medical textbook. In conclusion, Metabolic Freedom is best suited for readers who have tried conventional dieting, calorie tracking, or intense exercise without lasting results and want a broader explanation of metabolic health. But it will likely appeal to people interested in keto, intermittent fasting, insulin resistance, hormone-aware nutrition, and structured lifestyle change. The practical benefit is its integration of food, fasting, sleep, exercise, mindset, and environmental awareness into a 30-day plan, giving readers a concrete framework rather than isolated tips. The intellectual benefit is that it reframes fat loss as an outcome of metabolic function, not only of discipline or arithmetic. Compared with many keto books, it stands out by placing ketogenic principles inside a wider reset that includes hormones, sleep, biohacks, and behavioral change. Compared with general wellness books, it is more specific about fuel use, fasting, and metabolic flexibility. Its most realistic limitation is that the program may feel ambitious for readers who need gradual change or medical supervision, especially those taking glucose-lowering medication or managing chronic conditions. Still, its distinctive position is clear. It combines popular ketogenic education with a functional, root-cause model of metabolism and a time-bound implementation plan. If you would like to support Ben Azadi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.